Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hi, Carl.
Hey, good morning, gents.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Jay.
What's
Farrell.
Up, man? How y'all doing, man? Can y'all
Welcome.
Hear me?
Huge fans, man. Cool. Huge hey, man. Fans, man.
Thank you, bro.
Loved your work on SNL, obviously. How many years were you on SNL, Jay?
I was up there for 6 seasons.
6 seasons. Loved your work.
Thank you.
Now you're doing the stand-up stuff. You've been stand. You were stand-up the whole time, though, weren't you?
Yeah, I was stand-up way before.
Stay way before you got SNL. Obviously, okay, cool, man.
Yeah, it was. Fell into sketch or whatever.
Always fascinated by that show and people that have been on that show. We've met a bunch of people that have. The work must have been incredibly tough and long, wasn't it?
You have to audition for your job every week.
Every week?
Yeah.
Is that every week?
Yeah, it's kind of like, just imagine like killing, like scoring like 20, you're not going to score 24 touchdowns.
Right.
Nobody does that.
Yeah.
Imagine scoring like, all right, you the star, you score like 8 touchdowns,
right.
You know what I mean? You intercepted the ball. You did all of this, and then the next week it means nothing, and you have to start from scratch.
Yeah, you know, it seems that way.
Do that again.
Because I've seen people on that show who are very funny, like yourself. You lasted 6 seasons. That's a long time.
No.
But I've seen people on there that are famous and have been on that show for 2-3 years. All of a sudden, one episode, they're not on.
Yeah.
Is it because somebody didn't write for you that year, what week or what?
No, it's just, I mean, anything could have happened, man.
Really?
Stuff can get cut literally up until airtime, until 11:30, up until actually – the end of the show.
They can come
to you in mid-show and say, "Hey, we're not going to do your sketch."
Yeah, we don't have time for it or whatever. Yeah.
How about when Weekend Update, when you'd roll in there and do one of your bits there? Could they cut that?
Yeah, they could. If it doesn't make it through dress rehearsal, they can definitely cut it.
Man,
And then
did you feel like say you kicked ass the week before and a week later you just weren't on that much? Did you feel like your job was in jeopardy every week?
Yeah, Zoloft.
Really?
What is it like transitioning from stand-up to sketch?
I mean, you know, it's different because you have to play off of people.
Right.
You know, whereas, I mean, of course, in stand-up, it's just you and the microphone and the crowd. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, if you play off of somebody, you're probably getting heckled.
Yeah, you're right,
I mean, that's it. Or, you know, you're making an example or whatever. You're going in. But when you have people there and it's just like 1, 2, 3, you just got to learn how to kind of play off of the scene, like play the joke for scenes. You know what I mean? Because if you don't understand what's happening, you're just coming in. You don't know the scene. You don't understand it. Well, you're not going to be funny because you don't get it. You're delivering it a different way. So it's like really, it's really meticulous.
When you started doing Obama on SNL, and Armistead did it before you, and he was a white guy doing it, which is, I had no problem with that. He was fine at it. But when you started doing, I'm thinking, well, this was stupid. Why didn't you do it to begin with? Why weren't you the guy originally they went to?
I mean, because I wasn't on the show.
a couple you weren't. But one of those years, he was doing it when you were on the show, right?
Yeah.
Did you have it down then?
I had it. Is it 40? Because Lord came to me like the summer of 2012. He was like, get your Obama. I'm already. I was like, word.
Okay, yeah.
Word, dude.
Yeah, because that part was you.
Yeah.
Obama was you. Did you ever meet Obama?
I did. And, you know, the thing about Obama was the last time I saw him, he was on a dance floor.
Yeah.
And that Travis Scott song, Don't You Open Up the Window, was playing. And he was doing a lot of Caucasian dancing. So I literally said, that's where the white side is.
Did you say that?
I said it to myself because I wasn't going to say it to him because he's the president.
He's the president.
And he was having a good time. But
the oh, he doors, danced, so he dances like a white guy?
Yeah, man.
I didn't know that.
He dances like a white soccer mom.
Well, he is half white.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but I didn't know to what extent. Yeah, I mean, I was like, oh, there's going to be some brother coming out here anytime he's doing this.
he was doing the white guy stuff?
Yeah.
Did he enjoy your impression? Because you were great at it.
Yeah, he said he really enjoyed it. He said he thought I was playing him a little too straight. And okay. I was like, yeah, you got to talk to them about that because, you know what I mean? I try to spaz it up. I'll try to do a shoulder a shoulder brush or, like, shake it up. Yeah. And they're like, no.
At no point did he tweet out that SNL sucked because your impression.
No, because, you know, he's
an actual. Because it never did suck.
He's an actual man with priorities.
You're right there. We're on the same side, brother. Yeah. We are on the same side.
Exactly.
So feel free to speak freely about that.
If we get bombed.
We are not.
If we get bombed, China sucks. What? Like, do something. Go over there and do something about it. Why are you tweeting right now? Twitter's dead. At least get on Instagram.
show us your ass on Instagram. Yeah.
Twitter is so crazy to me, man. You know what, though? You know what's really funny?
Are you on Twitter, Jake? Jay Farrell with it. FunnyBoneOmaha.com tonight and tomorrow. Just two nights,
yes.
Right? Two shows each night.
Got it. And the tickets are already, dude, the tickets are, especially for tomorrow, they're almost gone.
People love you, man. They will, man.
Make sure you get your tickets.
Sell it out for you right here this morning.
Thank you. What I was saying about Instagram is it's kind of crazy. When I see a chick on Instagram and she got 16.2 million followers, I'd be like, yeah, but what's your Twitter life like? You know what I mean? Like, how your Twitter life? Like, people like to look at you, but they don't care about your conversation. You got 16.2 million followers.
Oh, that's just true. They just want to see her ass.
Yeah, they just want to see. They want to see your ass.
They don't want to talk to her.
And your duck lips. That's what they want to see. And that is the craziest pose. I do not trust any lady I see with the same pose every single, you know.
Every time.
And I'm like, you're not Daisy Duck. You're a human being. What are you doing?
And it's always up, so they don't look fat.
Exactly.
You got to do the selfie up.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you see some white girls who are trying to look thick. They got it at a certain angle.
Oh, they want to look thick.
Yeah. You meet them in person. You're like, what happened to it? You owe me an explanation. I spent a plane ticket out here.
And that's the exact opposite with the white guys. We don't want to see the thick.
No, no. On the Instagram, he's right. You see 100 different photos, all the same look.
Yeah.
Are you a single guy?
Yeah, man.
Are you on, no woman anywhere that claims you? there you go.
No.
So you are a single guy.
I'm a single guy.
All right.
I laugh like that, it's just because it's a joke that I did. It's a joke that I did on the show. Somebody's like, hey, Jay, you got a girlfriend? I'm like, I got women that think I'm their man. I don't know. They're gonna be embarrassed. They don't want to take it there. I'm like, don't tag me.
Another one, I loved you.
What?
Does Denzel like your impersonation?
Oh, Denzel loves my impersonation of him.
Man.
He does.
Does he?
You know, he really does. I'm doing the Denzel. But
that's okay. Do the Denzel.
Nah, but okay. Hi. I think the kid's very good. I think he's talented. And you know, it's almost, I think Farrell does, you know, he does more of just the training day Denzel. I don't know if he does the Denzel, me just talking around.
Yeah, but I love training day.
Yeah, I do. But you know what's funny? He does the same character every movie.
Yes, he does. You know what's funny? Because I haven't seen Fences yet, but he's actually having an argument. They keep showing the same thing where he's yelling at his wife,
mm-hmm.
Viola Davis, right?
Yes.
And he's just Denzel.
That's all I got, woman. That's all I got. I got this kid, I come home, I break your back out, I blow it out, and after it, I smoke a cigarette, huh? And I go to work, and I put everything inside of you, and you put everything on me, that's what we do. Now I got this kid that you don't know about, but you're going to have to raise it, because that's all I got.
So you've seen the movie, is it great?
Huh?
I haven't seen Fences
yet. I saw it, it wasn't even bootleg.
you paid to see Fences.
I didn't pay, but it wasn't bootleg.
Okay, it wasn't
they
bootleg.
They send us DVDs.
Yeah.
If you're part of the Academy, they send you like DVDs. So I watched that and I saw Moonlight, and I'm gonna tell you, man.
I heard Moonlight's excellent too, man.
Moonlight is crazy. Mm-hmm. When Viola Davis, she better get that award.
She's
after
great.
Giving that snot performance.
It is snot there.
I just saw the snot performance.
I'm telling you,
if I did a movie where I'm crying on screen and I snotted and I didn't get the Oscar, though, everybody's dying in the
that's
place.
True,
that's
true.
You're all gonna die. Like everybody.
Right. That's a good point. If you're gonna show your snot,
exactly.
You can't fake the snot.
You can't. No.
No.
You can fake many things. Things, orgasms. You can't fake snot.
Right.
You cannot fake snot. Did I catch? Did y'all catch your
orgasms? No. I heard orgasms. You can fake those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Have you? Listen, man. Have you ever? I'm gonna be honest. In my last relationship, when it was getting, you know, at the end,
mm-hmm.
everything, I would, I would fake at the end of it.
You'd fake at the end of it? Yeah. Because you were just tired or what? Yeah, no, you didn't fake it.
I was like, and I'll just go like this. And
I just saw his old face.
I'll go like this. Go like, ah! And I'm like,
thanks for the visual on that one.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, you know.
Hey, does Chris Rock like? Does Chris Rock like your impersonation?
Does Chris Rock like? Chris Rock said, it's so funny.
Yeah.
Chris Rock, he does like it
because you're good at it.
Yeah,
because there are people who are bad at some of those things you've said, but I haven't seen you do anybody bad.
Is there anybody that doesn't appreciate?
Does Chris Rock like it or not?
Chris Rock likes. He goes. He said, "I like your impression. It's way better than Fallon's. I don't know what the hell that is." Like, is that just because it's a white dude doing it, or no? I just don't like it, but I like yours. Give it up.
Well, I don't know. Fallon's ain't bad, but I like yours better, too. But I don't know if it's the white guy situation either. But I think you're definitely better at it, obviously. Yeah,
I mean, you know, it's that whole thing where they talk about white guys and black people.
Right.
People not being able to do, oh, he's black. He can't do white people. Or he's white. He can't do black people.
It's not true.
Listen, I have a Keanu Reeves impression.
Oh.
And I will take everyone down. Oh. I think I'm going to shoot somebody today in the face. Wow, they're going to die and not live. And having him and Common on the same screen with each other.
I love Keanu,
oh
by the way.
Oh, my God.
That was excellent.
Yeah. Oh, I'm actually... Oh, puppy, do you want some chow? I have it ready for you right here. It can't be done. Serpentino.
See, they should have put a wig on you and had to do a Keanu on SNL.
Oh, they should have.
They should have.
That Leonardo DiCaprio.
Right.
Hold on. Let me
do this.
You
do Leonardo? Okay, great.
You know, it's actually really insane that I finally won an Oscar award, and I've been on the grind for a long... What took so long?
He screams in every movie.
Yeah, he does. Yes, he does.
Every movie that he screamed in, award. As soon as he shut the hell up, Oscar. Bam. There it is.
Yeah.
Think about that.
I'm trying to think what he screamed. I mean, he screamed in Wall Street.
He screams in every movie. Wall Street. Hold on.
Wall Street. No, which one?
Aviator.
Wall Street. No, hold on. No. Titanic. Rose. Yeah. Dilbert Grape. Dilbert.
Well, what's
the movie? Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah, Wolf of Wall Street.
Cocaine and Bitches. Like, he screams in every movie he's in.
Did he didn't scream in The Revenant?
He couldn't.
No.
Because Yogi messed him up.
That's right.
He couldn't say anything. He was scratched. Like, he looked like those ribs over there.
That's right. From
like
Hogwarts,
when he was finished, like it was open. I was
couldn't
like,
scream then, right?
Yeah,
right.
That's all he was doing. It was like he had practice on that too, because in The Wolf of Wall Street, when he took those pills, remember when he took the ludes?
Oh yeah, I
he
love
was
the
like,
movie. Man.
So he was used to.
Oh, yeah. That's right. He was completely looted out. That's right.
Yo. Yeah.
Jay Farrow with us, funnymonomaha.com for tickets.
Because this has been my observation.
This is funny, too, Jake. I got your IMDb in front of me. And right beside it, for some reason, there's an IMDb pick for Keanu Reeves. There's you, and there's Keanu Reeves. Check that out.
He's not lying. This is
I'm
real.
I'm not, man. There's Jay's picture, his IMDb, and on the same page as an ad for Keanu Reeves.
Yo! I am sharing the page with Jay Farrow. He shouldn't be on my page.
You gotta run into him somewhere. Dude, I mean, I know it's tough that you just don't run into Hollywood stars. I get it, but when you run into Keanu Reeves, you gotta do it. Now, you're afraid to do that kind of stuff? You walk
no,
up to
man. You know what? The one person who didn't like to answer your question that you asked five minutes ago because I have ADD, but I understand.
That's okay. No. The show goes that way.
I get interrupted a lot. Yeah.
Shannon Sharp hates it. He does not like it.
Oh, really?
And I don't think Kanye's too fond of it. Well, Kanye's not too fond of it.
You know,
I see both of those guys as kind of humorless.
Yeah. Shannon thought the rhythm. Do I actually sound like that?
Yes.
Because I don't believe that him talking like them. I don't believe that at that rhythm. I did got to throw, damn it. I got to throw with Pip Bailey. And since I got to throw with Pip Bailey, y'all better stop talking about me and throw me some respect. Don't meet them with Beck. I'm Birdman. Put them with Beck on my name.
When he was on CBS NFL Today, I thought he knows what he's talking about, but he sounds exactly like that.
He does. Listen. The thing about me is, you know, when I talk, I actually got taught by a slave. A slave taught me how to talk.
A slave.
A slave came out of a time machine. And then the slave did tap me down and said, oh, Lord, you want to talk like this. So I said, and you know, I was...
I was adopted by the slave, and the slave raised me.
A ghost slave?
A ghost slave.
Yep.
A ghost slave raised me to be the puppet by Amber Bay.
Is that why he's mad? Because you actually refer to him talking like it's slave days?
Well, this is my first time referring to him. You know, I'm sure he'll be ticked off.
Has he heard you don't like him, or is he, no, or you met him?
I don't know. I have no problem with Shannon Sharp.
No, no. Has he heard that you don't? He doesn't like your impersonation. How'd you hear that?
Oh, with Twitter.
Oh, and, I got it. Okay. Yeah.
And like him, he said, I don't think it's very good. Like, he was typing it, but I heard. I could hear, I could hear what he was saying through his typing.
When you
I don't
read
believe it down like
the
that.
Twitter feeds of people you impersonate, do you put the voice there?
You know what's crazy? Somebody actually suggested that I just read off people's tweets, but I do like a segment where I read off celebrities' tweets.
In their voice. Yeah.
I should do it. In my head, I do that stuff all the time.
Right.
But I've never actually put it together as a product, and that could be actually fun.
Because you're right.
Reading Kanye's tweets.
That's your Kanye.
You know, because, you know, I created the world. You know, I actually, you know, I'm the reason why we got the Western Hemisphere and, you know, the Northern and the Southern. Like, I did that. You know, I created the North Pole. You know, because I'm so cold, though. You like, they don't understand that because, you know, if they did, you know, they will understand that, you know, I am God because I created everything, you know. You know, even though
what is his deal, man?
You know, I got shot out of a penis like everybody else here. But, you know, when it comes to the end, when I die, I'm going to ascend into heaven and, you know, take my place on the throne, you know, because, you know.
So you found out he didn't like you through Twitter also, or have you run
into
him? Well,
it wasn't. It was more of a phone call.
Really?
It was more of a phone call.
Screw him. You can do it. You can do him.
I know. But, you know.
You have your own career. You can do what you want.
Exactly. I'm like, dude, I like you. That's why I'm impersonating you. Yeah. It wasn't like, yo, don't stop doing it. He calls me up after the MTV award thing. And he goes, you know, I just wanted to call you up and, you know, talk to you. I appreciate what you did tonight. But, you know, I just got to let you know where I came from. You know, and the fact that, you know, both of my parents were, you know, Black Panthers. And also, you know, I got nominated for 22 Grammys and I only won 21 of them. You know, isn't that ridiculous?
I made
the music that I make. You know, I should always win, bro. I should never lose.
He went off like that on the
phone. Yes.
You're like just going, oh, my God.
I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Hey, how's Kim doing? Yeah. Listen. I want to know how
how's
your wife's
fine
doing.
Fine ass, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Fine ass, yeah. She's got a fine ass. She's a fine ass with a fine ass.
Yeah.
So Kanye's phone number is... locked
into
your
do
contact.
I still have it? It's still in my phone, but I mean, I don't think he has the same number anymore. I think he changed it.
I'm sure he does. People, he probably calls a lot of people he's pissed off at. What he does.
You got his pissed off line.
Yeah.
You know, I would like to talk to. I would like to talk to Taylor Swift's dad. I would like to talk to Kim Jong Un. I want to talk to you as well. You know, because you know I dyed my hair blonde as well, like Dennis Rodman. You know, so I feel like you should like me too, and we should both, you know, like each other because you know we all narcissistic. You know, like you know I smell my farts and they smell like roses. You know, like my farts smell like barbecue ribs, but like barbecue ribs before they get processed, bro. Like that's how good they smell.
You're smelling that right now is what you're smelling right now.
If I pass gas around you, you know it's not an insult. It's more of an honor. You know, I'm honoring you with my insides because, you know, you would never be able to smell that,
okay,
you know,
Kanye.
Anyway. Listen, no, I'm
you're
not
just done.
Kanye. Hold on. You ain't got the answers, man. I can't. And it's cold. It's just, you know, because I'm coming from palm trees, fam. So if I come from palm trees.
You're from Virginia originally. Jay Farrell's from Virginia.
Look, it's
cold in Virginia.
I mean, it's public information. But, you know, I did live that New York life for like 6.5 years,
yes,
though.
Yes, you did.
That's all he does.
When did you realize you could mimic people? How old were you?
When did I realize, man? Dude, yeah. I was six.
Making voices and doing voices. What was your first voice?
Iago.
Okay. All right.
Aladdin. It makes sense, right?
Yeah, it does.
Disney.
Yeah exactly.
You know, all right. Couldn't get
what's
Robin
the toughest
Williams
one that you could never get and you finally got?
Diddy? I don't like doing it.
Yeah, no, I don't want to hear him anyway.
Diddy licks his lips too much. I don't like that.
Okay.
Every picture he takes, he's greasy. Why is he so greasy?
You mentioned...
Now, is that studying tape or is it just repetition?
It's the same thing. It's being able to naturally almost have like talk like people, and then actually watching the footage and then working on it constantly over.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people that can try to work on those kind of voices that will never be able to get.
Are you walking around the house practicing the voices?
Yeah. I had no friends, so I would just talk to myself.
Okay.
Yeah, that's literally how I got.
Do you ever break into character while you're having sex?
I knew you were about to say that.
While you're having sex.
I think one time I messed up this older woman. I did like Richard Pryor because she was like.
And she was into it?
Yeah.
So she was like, oh my God.
So you did Richard Pryor having sex with her. Well, you were having sex with her.
I'm going to pound your ass right. You ain't going to know what happened when I hit your ass. I mean, it really turned me on that you like this, right? Because what, you about 50? Older woman are good. Like, if you smash an older woman, you smashing to get on that wheel. You ain't smashing
50,
for nothing else.
50 is an older woman. Remember
50.
That.
50. That's what I call old. 50. That ain't really old, though. You ain't old until you sick. I mean, you ain't old until you dead. Betty White been around for a long damn time.
Damn right. Damn
she
right.
She 94 and still having sex. Her and Bob Barker is smashing. And they do it, and it smells just like New Jersey.
What was the first white guy? what was the first white guy you did?
The first white, I guess it was Iago.
Cause you, okay, well, true, but I mean, real character, real person.
Let's see here. It had to be Clinton.
Right.
Had to
be Clinton. Did Clinton? Okay. Yeah. All right.
Back in the day, I did Clinton back in there. You know, I don't know if I can pull it off now, but back in the day, it was
still
good.
Sounds like him. Sure does.
Right? It'll be, that's his now, right?
It is that now. He's older now.
Yeah.
Exactly. Now, right. Exactly. A little more gravelly like, now.
Hi, come on. What do you say to me? Now it's like, what do you say to me?
Can you do the new idiot in charge, Trump? Sorry.
Listen. Bigly chew. Big motion. Motion in the ocean. Lay down. Golden shower on your face. Let me pee. I love it. Love it. Let me dookie on you as well. I like that as well.
Dookie.
Don't you like some chocolate brownies to go? You want some chocolate brownies with the pickle juice?
Jay Farrell
with us.
They're
both African American. One's Frederick Douglass. The other one is Christmas Addicts. That's why my fingers are like this, open. No, like this.
He's the least racist person you'll know, by the way.
Listen, right. I love the black. I love the African American.
Yeah, you do.
I love the African American.
Jay Farrell with us.
You're listening to the Dot and Tyler Radio Empire.